Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
There are numerous challenges facing Libya as it seeks to create conditions conducive to elections. One of those is the outbreak of violence in the country and broader region, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield.
Persistent grievances cannot be resolved through more fighting. That is abundantly clear. And with instability growing in places such as Sudan and Niger, factions within Libya must avoid actions that could precipitate a spiral into wider violence.
The best path forward for the Libyan people is to consolidate support for elections as soon as possible, urged Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
All parties, the House of Representatives, the High State Council, Government of National Unity, Libyan National Army, and Presidential Council need to come together to make the necessary compromises required to hold elections.
The Libyan people are ready for compromise that will bring about elections and stability. Toward that end, noted Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, we are open to supporting the formation of a technocratic caretaker government whose sole task would be to bring the country to free and fair elections. With regard to revenue management, we are encouraged by the unification of the central bank and establishment of a high financial committee, noted Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. This Libyan-led effort will ensure no single player has exclusive control over public expenditures, and it will help address legitimate grievances over equitable revenue distribution. The committee must emphasize transparency and fiscal oversight to win the confidence of the Libyan people. The United States is encouraged by efforts to remove foreign forces, fighters, and mercenaries, and advance efforts toward possible disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration. Recent progress toward the formation of a joint unit that would patrol the South will help secure Libya's borders and prevent the spillover of regional turmoil, noted Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. The United States will continue to shine a spotlight on the Wagner Group's pernicious impact in Libya and across Africa, declared Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
Let's be clear. Countries with Wagner deployments within their borders find themselves poorer, weaker, and less secure. We see that in Mali, Burkina Faso, Niger, and Sudan. Wagner's leadership has made no secret of its ambition to gain a further foothold in Africa and its disregard for Libya's territorial integrity.
The Libyan people deserve change, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. They deserve progress. They deserve hope. And it is up to Libya's leaders to take action and deliver results.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.